Okay, we'll start again. The parents call you so. Last night. Call you so, last night, 10:30. You call you so, yes, I'm Chelik Vayla Mabot. All you saw have a Chelik Vayla Mabot, Shanema, Ba'amech Kulam Tzadikim. Your nation is all Tzadikim. Vayla Yushuaret, they will inherit the world forever. Vayla Mabot, nature, Matari. Again, what does nature mean? What? The branch of my planting, mighty otherly, is far the work of my hands to be glorified. The following do not have a chelik by my boy. We've been spending the week on this person. He denies the fact that Tyra came in Hashemayim, which the Gemara will explain later at length. Again, the Gemara will explain what he's reading. What he uses psukim as a healing means. On his wound, he says that pasuk. Abishol says, one who speaks out the name of Hashem with its letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei, or the name of 42, it's a machlokes. Period. Shloshim Malachim Abayitis, three kings and four common people. Einlam Chelik Vaylam Abayitis. Shloshim Malachim is Yerav Malchim and Menashe. If you remember Menashe, Yeshlo Chelik Vaylam Abayitis. Menashe does have a Chelik Vaylam Abayitis. Shema Vayispal Leilu, he prayed to him. Vayishmat Chinosai, Hashem listened to his prayer. Vayishavei Yushalayim, brought him back to Yushalayim, Lamachusai, to his kingdom. Amaloy Lamachusai, Yeshiva Vaylam Abayitis. He got back his kingdom, but he did not get back Vaylam Abayitis. Abayitis, why is the punishment so severe for someone who says that Tchias HaMeitzim is not mentioned in the Torah? The Gemara, who covered B'tzutana, we learned, who covered B'tzias HaMeitzim, he denies Tchias HaMeitzim. L'fitzel Yilei Chelik B'tzias HaMeitzim, he doesn't get a share in Tchias HaMeitzim. Shekol Midaitim Shekadosh Baruch Hu Midi Keneged Mida. All Midaitim of Kadosh Baruch Hu are Midi Keneged Mida. Lam Rav Shmuel Nachmini Am Rav Yehoni Siminayin Shekol Midaitim Shekadosh Baruch Hu Midi Keneged Mida. How do I know that all Midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu are Midi Keneged Mida? Shenemar V'yemar Elisha Shimud V'ar Hashem Keis Machar. Listen, the words of Hashem and this time tomorrow will be Silas B'shekel V'sasayim Sarim B'shekel. We're talking about a great famine, and Elisha said that Hashem said by tomorrow the prices will have dropped drastically. You'll be able to buy a saw silos b'shekel and a sasayim sarim b'shekel and two saw of barley in the shekel. B'shar Shemrem in the marketplace of Shemrem. Sivayana Sholosh Asher Lamelech Nishan Ayadai Hasishalukim. And the officer who the king leaned on answered the Navi. Even if Hashem would make windows in the sky, again, the Mepharshim say he alluded to the fact Kali Yisrael is not fit for such a miracle. He wasn't even questioning the Rabbi Nishlam's ability. He just said, we're not fit for this. The Navi tells it to you, you will see it with your eyes, and you won't get to eat it. They trampled him, Bashar, and he died. Fact, the Gemara Vadum Akilus Elisha Garmalay. Maybe it was caused by the curse of Elisha. The Amr Abchanina, Amr Abinam Arab, Kilus Chacham Afil Achidamiba. Even for no reason it comes. You can't lift him from Krav Ayyim Su Vayamas. It was just said they trampled him and he died. My Bashar, why does he have to mention the location? Al Iske Shar, because he questioned what would happen in the marketplace.
Why would
he Chayim Mitzah for denying, for questioning the Navi? That's the Gemara Vayitam Amar Reb. Who's this? Who did they change it to? Amar Reb Chiyah Barab Amar Reb Yechim. Some say. Menayin L'Tchias HaMeisim in HaTaira. Where is the source of Tchias HaMeisim in HaTaira? Shenemar. When it's asked to me, Menno, is Trumas Hashem L'Aron HaKoyin? You should give Trumas to Aron HaKoyin. And the question is, if you're Aron L'Olam Kayim, is Aron going to exist forever? For L'Olam Nifnas Lari Tzachol. How can we never gave him Trumas. It never happened. Shenemar, Shenayisim Lai Trumas. When did Aron ever get Trumas? By the time Eretz Yisrael started, which was they were chayiv and truma, Aaron was long gone. Al malamech asid to hakayos, he will become alive. Yisrael nice from the truma, become the tchias hameisim in a tera. The Beit Rishmal taught of Aaron to Aaron, my Aaron chaver abonim chaverim. Doesn't mean Aaron literally, it means kahanim that emulate and go in the path of Aaron. That they are chaverim means that they act with diligence. They don't take mitzvahs lightly. The details of mitzvahs are taken seriously.
Oh, so it's
the
Mariah.
Why? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's no Raya, exactly. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achayin, I'm Rabbi Yannis, I'm Nayin, Shein, Oysen, Truma, L'Kayin, Amar, the person should not give Truma to a Kayin who does not handle Truma correctly. Again, Amaritz and Chavar do not mean that they took a test. Amaritz and Chavar means people who care about details of mitzvahs or people who push, don't take care seriously the details of mitzvah, and therefore mess things up. So now, Vayayim Elam Liyashvi Liyushalayim Lotis Manas to give the portion. Hakehanim Valdim Lamayacheskul B'Teres Hashem to strengthen the Teres Hashem. One who gives the Teres Hashem, strengthens the Teres of Hashem, deserves it. One who is not interested in keeping the Teres of Hashem with all its details doesn't deserve the present. Amar Abad of Abba, Rabbi Yudu Kohen, Nais and Truma Lekohen, Amar Itzkilu, Nais and Lekohen, Ari. So I'm putting it in front of a lion. Ma'ari, just like a lion, Suffolk Teres Vayichu, Suffolk Enda Teres Vayichu. We don't know whether the lion is going to treat it in the normal lion way or not normal lion way. Meaning, will he kill it now and eat it? Or will he put it away for later? Avkain Amaret, Suffolk Eichlu B'Tara, Suffolk Eichlu B'Tuma. We never know how this Amaret is going to treat the Tuma.
I understand you can say this, but what can't you just say a person is not keeping mitzvahs?
See, that's the thing. Amaret is not somebody who doesn't keep mitzvahs.
Doesn't care about mitzvahs.
He doesn't keep details. And those details can mess him up. By not keeping details, and it can end up much worse than he really wants it to be.
The point I'm saying is that there's one person you give to, it's like my brother-in-law, not very proper, you want to give it to him, he does everything well. Then you can give it to me, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we'd rather give it to someone who's top-notch, no?
That's what I'm saying, you should
no,
do that.
Not because, it's because this guy really, he's the real thing.
See, let me explain. Without this Gemara, I would say, your job is to give Truma to a Kayan. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants you to do.
I'm going to give it to the best.
I'm not,
possible.
Where does it say why? Give it to the Kayan I want to give it to.
Because he's more deserving.
Who says that's the purpose of Truma? Who says that's my goal with Truma? My goal with Truma is to give it to Kayan. It's not my business to see what kind of Kayan he is. You know, in Yiddish days, especially, I don't have to be biting consistent. You know what I mean? I don't have to check his thing. It's not my job. My job is to give Truma to Kayan. The rest is not my department. Comes along the Pasuk and says, it is your department. It's exactly what the Pasuk is saying. I mean, one can make an argument that it's not the Yisrael's job to decide who gets it or not. The Torah didn't tell him. The Torah said, give it to Kayan. He gives it to Kayan. Why should the best Kayan, not that? They're all Kehanim, they all get Rishon, they all get the same Aliyah, they all can eat Truma, they all can serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Who am I to decide? Why am I looking at, do I know what goes on in a person's heart? Do I know what's happening? Who am I?
The answer is,
you pick ones that are very diligent in keeping Teres Hashem. The Pasuk reveals it to me. Without the Pasuk, I wouldn't know it on my own. Yes. Yes, after the fall of the Beit HaMikdash. Sure, I don't know how long afterwards. That seems to be a matter of question. They kept Truma Tara up to a certain amount of time after the Beit HaMikdash, and then it just was not sustainable.
You would think, when we were talking about Dupi or something, that while the Beit HaMikdash was standing, this was kind of a self-regulating thing. The other Kohanim would be concerned if there was an Amar Aris Kohen who was doing stuff, and it might inform people. I mean, they were serving. You wouldn't know if you were a Kohen who did not know how to serve, who was not.
Well, they all served. They all came to make the Mikdash and served.
But your group, your family would know if another family was messing it up and not properly bringing any of the Kohanim in any of
them. I don't think, the area of Amaratzim not being careful was not in that area. So when we say about an Amaratz, it doesn't mean he's not careful in everything. Amaratz means he's not certain things that the populace was lax in. That was Amaretz. They weren't being very careful with it. Tumatara was one area where Amaratim took the shortcuts and relied on things that shouldn't be relied on. Another area was in separating all the necessary things from grain. Amaratim, I'm not talking about Kain Amaratim now, plain Amaratim. Felt that they didn't have to do everything. They could avoid some of it. Amaretz was careful in Shabbos. Amaretz was careful in Kashrus. Amaretz was careful in most things. It was certain areas where this quote-unquote Amaretz used to manifest itself. It was not necessarily... Now, it became apparent because in those days that they kept Tumatara, people that were Tamei and Tohar had to stay separate, which was one of the big risks, because Chazal had to deal with it, of treating Amaratzim as if they're Tamei, which meant that there was no social mingling to the point that Chazal were concerned that if we really take this to the ultimate, they're going to break away and make their own religion, because we're not going to let them into the Beis HaMikdash because we think they're Tomei. So Chazal came up with this thing that as far as Kachim are concerned, we trust them. And the reason that they didn't enforce the separation, because they didn't want to ostracize them. So it was like a very... They didn't get along with Amaratzim. The Amaratzim felt very much that they're being mistreated by the others. That they are careful, that they know what they're doing, and that they're being picked on. And again, it wasn't just like people were quiet about it. It was recognizable. You didn't mingle socially with people who didn't keep the same level of Tumatara. And therefore, it was clear and distinct.
So what about Tumatara? What were they doing? Do we have any...
Tumatara. They weren't careful in Tumatara. And therefore, for instance, a woman's wife is a Nida, she sits on something, it becomes an Avatama. Now, somebody's not careful with that, he's Tumay. Again, it takes Zrizis, it takes alacrity to keep away from Tumah. And they weren't doing that. That's where it mostly manifested itself. Like today, we don't keep Tumatara. We're all Amaratzim in that area. We don't keep Tumatara. So most of what Chazal were concerned about is no longer applicable. That's my right to the Amar. He can cause Misa to the Amaritz. He might be doing him a disservice. Each Truma when he's Tomei, he's Chai Misa. It also gives him a lot of sins. It will make them a lot of sins, Rashi says. When they eat their holy things when they're Tomei. How do I know? I made my covenant with them. It doesn't say to give you a lohem, to give it to the others. The others never got Eretz Canaan. Tzedekam Geshem Kam Siman. The Mashal explains how this has to do with the questions that are going to be asked in the next piece of Gemara. Shalomina, yes.
I just want to say something. You know, a person is not a believer. I have 15 psukim to show you that Chias Mason is in Torah, okay? He's not going to care.
No, he's not.
Elamai, the person is a believer. He can get one pasuk, how many say?
Right. So we want to find the one pasuk. We want to find the one pasuk.
No. Every pasuk is good.
No. See, that's not being intellectually honest. You're not being intellectually honest. You're saying that since I believe anyway, what difference does it make which pasuk tells it to me? Tell me any pasuk, I won't argue with you because I believe it.
That's right.
But that's not intellectually honest.
Well,
because is it or isn't it? I have to be intellectually honest.
Can one of these pasukim be slugged up?
Some of them can. The Gemara slugged up the one with iron.
But why would the point I'm stressing is the guy says, excuse me.
We're not persuading anybody, but we're being intellectually honest.
No, I can learn one of two ways. It means our own, the person our own, or it means.
So therefore it's not a proof. So therefore it's not a proof.
For me it's fine. You know what?
But it's not a proof. It's fine anyway. But it's not a proof. It's not intellectually honest.
Every. Okay. Is Rabbi Asher where I'm coming from?
No.
Come on.
What you're saying is that proof is not necessary for the believers.
Right.
We're looking for the proof. We have to be able to say that it's instead of the Torah.
Before I learned this, I had no riot to anything. And so the person says, Aaron, he's not going to be around by your. So you know what? Yes, it is. Fine. Oh, what do you mean? I could say it means.
So therefore, it's not a proof.
It's unrefutable.
We have to be intellectually honest.
Everyone can be disproved. Everyone
is being
disproved.
No, it's not true. This one was never disproved. Yes. Family,
why?
Why?
Which one?
The family, Kamaisi is B.C. Eitan.
It means
Bnei Yisrael. Again, he said he brought a riot from Tarim and Avim and Ksuvim, like Kibbul Mehemenel. They didn't accept it. You will die and get up. They said the Duma become Amazevizana. Maybe become is going with the other half. Your dead will become alive. Nevilasi Yokumun, which is going on the Falim, on the non-viable babies, will get up. Kitsu Veranu Shaykh Ne'afer, those who sleep in the ground. Kital Eris Kalecha, the dew of light is your dew. Veretz Afar and Tapo, in the land of giants you will make fall, you will destroy. So they said, maybe it's referring to the story of Yecheskel, who was Machiah Mason. Your cheek is like good wine. It goes to my friend, to my beloved one. The Meisharim meant for straight, for... What is the Meisharim? Goes to my beloved one.
Choices?
The word in the talis, choices going to my choice for sincerity, that's the word. The lips of the sleeping ones will move. Maybe they move posthumously, Baalma. His lips will move in the kever. The Tzedukim kept quiet when he told them the following passage. Yes, sorry. I have no idea. You're all alive today. What do you mean you're all alive today? Obviously they're all alive today. I tell you, just like you're here now, you will be there in the eternity. He asked him two questions. How do I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Eisim, and how do I know he knows the future? The following, both of the following passage. Maisha will get up, and this nation will go up the Derech. Maybe it's one. But one half you do see, the Yedei Masha Asadliya. How do I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Meisim? Yedei Masha Asadliya, he knows the future. And it says, Amazev Zana. I disproved the svarim of the minim. You have falsified your own Torah, the Torah of Levi, you have nothing for it. It says, and then it says, Avayinaba, when? If it's dead, what else is happening? The answer is, Yikaris the Karis, Avayinaba, Lehemus. Lav isn't it loyal ma'ba? Proves chias ha'meisim. Amalei rabbi l'avai v'leibelu tavai mi'karis t'karis. Why did he have to bring it from avai n'ba? Why didn't he bring it from the double language? That's a gemara. Amalei dibetai k'loshim ne'yadam. They would have said that the Torah speaks and people speak, and therefore will repeat itself. T'kanoi, karis t'karis t'karis loyal ma'zeh t'karis loyal ma'ba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel v'leik 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 v'leik. The Torah spoke like people speak. What do Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva do with the words Avaynaba? The Tanya, Yochel have lost a tshuva. I would think the punishment comes even if you do tshuva. Tshuva can erase the Aveira and the person will not get punished. Nothing in my advice is Charlotte, Cleopatra, Malchus, Esther, Mayer. Something I never knew is Cleopatra is not the name of an individual. Queens of Rome were called Cleopatras. There were many Cleopatras. So I was told. Esther Mayer.
That's right. Cleopatra's Egyptian.
Could be from Egyptians. Amra, she said, Yadana Dechaya Shechvi. I happen to know that I know that the dead will become alive. The Sibi, it's to me a case of art. Did they get up undressed or with their dress? You plant the kernel undressed. It comes out covered. They will come out with their levush. You say the dead will become alive. Didn't it become dirt? Can dirt become alive? Amalei brought this to his daughter, said, I want to answer him. Shnei yoytzim yesh b'yireinu. There are two potters. Echad yoytzim in amayim. One makes pots out of water. Echad yoytzim in atitim. One makes it out of clay. Ezim and meshubach. Which one is the better one? Amar lo yesh yoytzim in amayim. Amar min amayim. So amin atit lekochkin. Atin shvokul can make it from a tipa srucha. So for sure he can create a person from dirt. Very small ton of kavachem mitlis chukas. Matlis chukas shamolam ruach vasav adam. It's made by humans. Nishbru yeshlam takon. If it breaks, you can re-blow the glass. But people were created by Akadosh Baruch Hu. Allah has come and come. Amalehu mina l'rabami. Amitzi, you say the shich mi'chayet that the dead will become alive. Va'ad afra, va'afra mi'chayet the dead become alive. Amalehem shalucham much. I will tell you a parable. The ma'ad avedayim l'melach basa v'dam shemar la'avodam. He said to his servants, the chu benu li paltur and gedayim. Bring me, build me a big palace. The makum shei mayim va'afra. There's no water and there's no dirt. Hohu banu aisa. They came, went, they built it. The yamim naflu, then it fell down. Amalem chazru banu aisa v'makum shei yashat mayim. Rebuild it where there is dirt and water. He got angry. There were no raw materials of dirt and water to stabilize the building beneath them. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu can make people out of nothing, he could definitely make them out of something. But that's a mayim. If you don't believe the dirt can become creatures, go to this. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes them out of nothing. Humans are created from nothing.
So what now?
So he can sure take dirt, make it into some medicine. Right. Not remains, dirt. Something. Today it's half and half. But Makar Hishrit Tvanaz is Kule Basar. Shabbat time of Luzman Meruba. It'll take a long time. Alei Lahar Rei Shayim Ein Bayal Chalos and Echad. There's only one worm. Makar Yodim Shabbat Nesma Lekula Chazaynis. And all the worm eggs sprout in one day. So we see that things can happen very quickly. From Ofra can become people. That's why I tell Malahu Mina Lekviya Bem Sisa. Vayluchayin Lechavaya. Woe to you, you wicked ones. Now Misa Misa Chayin. You say that the dead will become alive. The Chayin Misa, the Mesi Chayin. If the live become dead, why would the dead become alive? Amalei Vayluchayin Lechavaya. Woe to you, wicked ones. The Misa Misa Lechayin. You say dead can't become alive. The Lechavi Chayin. Those who never existed, Hashem makes alive. Not a Chayin Lechavaya. You're calling me wicked. If I get up, I will punch you, kick you. I will straighten out your hunchback. If you do this right for Umm and Tikra, you will be called a professional doctor. You will be able to take a lot of money Sunday morning, 6:30.